It just kind of fell in my lap. And everybody, I've had a lot of people come to me and tell me that this is the best song I've ever released. And I'm just like in a new light. So I really love this song. But the measurement of this one really came from my kids, like Kingsley and Cody. I played it because I loved it so much. And then now they just keep asking for it and keep asking for it and sing it at the top of their lungs. I feel like they picked Miles on it whenever I heard them playing Miles on it or loving it. They were kind of that gauge. And so I haven't had another song that they've been like that with this one.
I want to know, with it being International Women's Month, who are the women who inspire you?
Oh man. Of course my nana and my mom and my aunt, heck, my daughters, my wife. But if we're gonna talk about women, I think it's awesome. I mean I was raised by all women. But also I gotta give a shout out to Ella and Megan because I saw them top the Billboard thing. I thought that was so sick.
No, I agree. That was super awesome to see them make it up there. And in your catalog of all your music, what song are you the most proud of that might not be a radio single or one that fans know well, but one that made you think this is really great?
If I had to go back, I would say Learning was one of my, that was just because that was my real story. That was my first time really opening up. That was my first time trying to kind of push the boundaries because they're kind of like rappy type of verses. Just talking on them. So I was, trying to push the boundaries a little bit. Didn't do what I wanted it to do, but I will say I've had a lot of fans reach out to me about that song. Just how it helped them. I think that's my most personable song.
Back when your song Closer came out, you were funding your music through Kickstarter just to get things going. And now you're here. What is something that you would tell your younger self?
Man, I would say don't lose sight of who you are and don't listen to the naysayers. So yeah, I would tell him just don't lose sight of who he is.
I like that. And your career now, you have had so many milestones. Do you have any of those I made it moments?
Yeah, I'm not at FedEx no more. That's just kind of like my I made it moment. But other than that, I will say probably 2 days ago was my first time going around and looking at, what I've done in my life. I've never talked about myself. I don't ever feel like I'm good enough. Well, that was before. And then, so like the other day, my family is in Florida. So I was walking around my house and like all my plaques and stuff, they're put away. And I'm never in that room. So I never see them. So I just remember I opened the door and was just looking around at my accomplishments and everything. And I was like, good for you, dude. Like you did that. I'd say 2 days ago, I had one.
And last question for you. We see you on those Wayfair commercials. Do you get a discount shop in there?
I mean, I don't shop at Wayfair, but I think my wife had mentioned it because she found some cool furniture on there. But I don't know if we ever went through with it. Yeah, just use code Kane Brown.